views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Hello, my darlings, and welcome back to Radio Wasteland. I'm your host, Chauncey Hallworth, and this is my co-host, Sean.
Hello.
Sean, how am I doing this week?
That's a good question, and I do appreciate the overtures into a psychic-themed show here.
Right. So
I'm going to guess terrible, and you're a hotbed of, you know, repressed rage and self-loathing.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
You know, awesome. I could be a cold reader.
Yeah. You know, I walk around with this, like, snarky attitude and, like, you know, and stuff like that. But, yeah, I'm a miserable human being on the inside.
Yeah, right.
How has your week been?
Oh, great. Yeah.
You're not a miserable human being.
No.
Nothing exciting has happened to you.
I decided I was just going to, you know, play a joke on you and make this terrible radio and just deliver one-word responses throughout this whole segment to see what happened to your face.
Oh.
That's not true.
Oh.
Okay, but yeah. On the way here, it was actually, I saw a weather balloon or a helicopter or a drone or something, and it just, like, I was in the car and I was driving, so I saw it for, like, 2 seconds, and it just occurred to me it was really hard to identify objects in the sky. Like, UFO is kind of the default state of anything you see up in the sky.
Right, from a football to a football-shaped
right, it was just kind of a reminder to me of, like, wow, yeah, no wonder there are so many UFO sightings, because I don't know what that was. I'm sure it was something totally mundane.
Right, what is unidentified? What is unidentified to one may be identified to another.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Kind of orange and blobby, so.
Orange and blobby?
Blobby, yes.
Was it
an orange, shiny ball of something?
Was it screaming?
No. I do have the ability to identify the sun.
That's funny. Yeah, no, I haven't had too much going on this week. It seems like, the summer's just kind of kicking in with all the plans that summers kick in with, you know. So I have my nephew up in town here. Staying, which is, you know, really difficult to sit him down in front of the video games and let him play for 8 hours, and then, you know, because we're kind of
remarkably easy.
It is.
Am I missing something?
Yeah, no, he's a really easy kid. All he wants is Mario.
Yeah, perfect.
Literally just Mario.
Well, that's not very good. How can he be a well-adjusted individual if he isn't playing other games than Mario?
Totally. Yeah. Totally.
Get him some Legend of Zelda, get him some Resident Evil, you know. I don't know how
at least
old he is.
Broke off from Nintendo there by the third one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then this weekend I'm going out of town for Father's Day, which you know, doesn't sound hugely Father's Day relaxing, but
do you know what you're doing, or is this kind of a we're taking you into the woods, you may or may not be heard from again kind of scenario?
No, I'm going down to visit family in Moraga.
Moraga. Okay.
Yeah. And my brother-in-law, Bong. Yes, that's his name, Bong.
Okay, I'm still with you. I'm doubting the veracity of the story with every word you say.
I'm telling you, Bong is a neuroscientist. He is a doctor.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Bong.
Doctor. Well, the funny thing is, he's half Korean and half Irish. His last name is Walsh.
Okay. So Dr. Walsh.
Yeah.
Dr. Bong Walsh.
Dr. Bong Walsh, yeah, this is true.
It's probably not very mature of me to be making fun of his name, but
I think it's hilarious. It's hilarious, you know, and he knows it, you know.
Well, that's good.
But he's going to cook dinner, and then the next day, we're going into San Francisco, and we're going to a dim sum bar.
Ooh.
And then we're going to go on swan paddle boats on some sort of body of water.
Is it the San Francisco Bay?
I don't know. I'm a little worried about my physical prowess and smoking in a Swan paddle boat, you know? It's like I'm just going to be moving my legs as my wife does all the pedaling and just make it look like I'm helping. Like,
right. You know, well, it is Father's Day, so that is your right.
You know, like when you're the middle guy helping move a couch and you know you're really not doing anything, but it sort of looks like you're doing stuff.
Yeah, I know that very well.
Yeah.
Except I don't have to be the middle person moving the couch because whenever I help anyone lift anything... Mm-hmm. I'm really not helping at all.
They're just all like, why don't you sit this one out, Sean?
I'm there. I'm helping. I'm gung-ho. I'm eager. But I'm kind of like a placebo person.
Right.
Like, I give them the confidence they need.
Right.
To carry the entire weight of the object.
The brain is willing, but the body is weak and spongy.
Right. Yeah, I don't know if I'm spongy. I'm more like balsa wood. I don't know if... Our listeners don't know what I look like, but just imagine, like, a balsa wood scarecrow,
right.
Basically.
Sean's tensile strength is questionable at best. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I wouldn't even use the term tensile. Or strength, for that matter.
I see.
I'm a stick figure.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, you are. You are a stick figure. Well, I am the opposite, so we can be like Laurel and Hardy for Halloween.
Right, exactly. I think that's why our radio show works so well.
Yeah, we could be like...
Even though it's not visual at all.
We could be like Abbott and Costello or something for Halloween.
Exactly.
That would be pretty funny, actually.
That would be funny.
We'd be undead, you know.
Right.
Because I know we're a couple months off, but, you know, we got a few minutes till the commercial, so I'll air my grievance here. I hate sexy Halloween costumes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, sexy cats, sexy nurses, I'm over it, man.
Right.
You need to go something evil.
No, scary.
Something evil, scary, or go home.
Halloween is for letting out your creepy inner predator. But, and like, not a... Not
maybe
a,
is a different word than predator.
Yeah, and predator was a bad... I don't know. Animal? This is hard.
Your creepy inner...
I don't know. The part of the person that goes out at night and just, like...
Your darkness.
Yes, thank you.
Letting out the darkness.
This was surprisingly difficult to articulate. But yeah, you want to do a scary Halloween costume.
Yeah, the word predator is pretty much a no-go unless you're talking about the movie that's like the only stronghold
right.
left.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, you're quite right. I didn't really realize what a thicket I was jumping into.
Yeah,
there.
They have the new one coming
out.
Yeah,
not so great.
To Catch a Predator.
Yeah.
Wait, that's not what it's
Wait.
Called.
Accurate, though. It's an accurate description of the plot. Yeah.
No, I think it's to be caught by a predator would be an accurate description.
Well,
of the
okay.
plot.
Presumably they catch the predator in the end.
And the worst predator...
Chris Hansen with a pulse rifle there.
Right. Forget this predator talk. So we got some guests coming up here after the break. We got girls versus ghosts.
Who will win?
I don't know. It's an all-out brawl. Maybe it's a fist attack, fist of cuffs. I have breaking news from Andrea. I don't know what that means. I'll check it during the commercial break. So, yeah, we got Girls versus Ghosts, Beth and Sharla. They basically have their own radio show on Blog Talk Radio, and they do their own paranormal investigations. And we're going to learn what they have, what they know. And you know what question I'm going to ask? Same question I always ask these paranormal people.
How did this happen to them?
What's the scariest thing that has ever happened to you?
Yes.
All right.
Stay tuned.
You're listening to Radio Wasteland. When we come back, we got Girls versus Ghosts.
We'll be right back. love shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
JPR and U.S. Bank welcome Chris Isaak back to Reading's historic Cascade Theater June 27th. Heartthrob, crooner, and Grammy nominee, Chris Isaak brings his velvet voice and rockabilly roots to the intimate Cascade Theater stage with his trademark high-energy, flashy, and personable style. Wednesday, June 27th at 7:30. General public tickets and limited VIP meet-and-greet tickets at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
I am Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear, but directly from the lab. That means you get it faster and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan's Optical Lab, faster for less.
A jury deliberation room filled with 12 men, ordinary people just like you or me who must decide the outcome of a murder trial. Experience for yourself as dramas run high, tempers flare, and personal prejudices are tested, all while the life of one 19-year-old man hangs in the balance.
Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present 12 Angry Men, written by Reginald Rose, directed by John Welsh. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, June 16th through July 7th.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland and our guests Beth and Sharla from Girls vs. Ghost. Girls, we got you on the line there.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, not bad. How are you doing?
Good. Sharla.
Oh, this is Sharla?
Yes.
All right. And so, you know, I got to ask the boring question at the beginning that Sean already called me out on and made fun of that I ask at the beginning
it's
of all the things.
It's a good question.
It's a good question, but you know, I want to know how you got started, you know. I'm always curious how people do these things. This is something that I've always wanted to do. I know of some haunted places around here, but I've never gone. So, like, is your guys' deal the radio show, or do you guys actually do some paranormal investigating yourselves?
So both, actually.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, Beth just got back from a weekend investigating with Ghost Hunts USA. She works there, mm-hmm. and she does this for a living.
Yeah.
I got started. It's kind of weird. The story is long and boring, but I've always been drawn to the paranormal. I had an experience when I was a child that I was very ill. I had a fever, and my parents were sitting beside me trying to bring my fever down. I remember that, and I remember having that horrible – remember the old glass thermometers with the mercury?
Yeah.
It was one of those. And I remember kind of looking up to the ceiling to my left, and there was this big ball of light up to the left, and and I just had this sense of calm and peace come over me, and that stuck with me my entire life. And I've always been chasing that that unicorn, so to speak, after that, because it just seemed like there was something else there. There was someone else there that was telling me everything is going to be okay. And, you know, we've all had our share of ghost stories in one way or another, right?
Oh, yeah.
But,
absolutely. I think that's what makes them, makes the topic in general so believable to so many people, is that they tend to know somebody who they trust who has a story for them.
Yes.
Very
exactly.
True. Very true.
And Beth and I met at a Face Your Fears event that Chad Lindbergh had at the Randolph County Asylum. And Beth, where was it?
It's in Winchester, Indiana.
Winchester, Indiana. And we, ever since then, you know, it was fun to find a pal, I guess you could say, who was into the paranormal and wanted to experiment more and take it to different places. So the more that we hung out together and the more we were around each other investigating, we just thought, hey, let's talk about this. There are very few female-led paranormal investigation teams and radio shows, so why don't we do it on the radio and talk about it on the radio? And so we developed our podcast. So we do the podcast and we do investigating, and Beth,
we do it all.
Go ahead, Beth.
Yeah, I, you know, similar to Charlotte, as a child, I didn't really know what was wrong with me or what I was, I guess you could say. I remember sitting next to my papaw and seeing the rocking chair next to him start moving, and he turned and looked at me and said, you know, don't worry about that. That's just my mother. The difference was I was 6 years old and I was able to describe what she looked like, and I had never met her. She passed away before my mother was even born, and he drug out a picture and he said, I want you to show me which one is her. And I was able to point exactly to who she was. I didn't understand why I could see her and why I knew who she was. And that kind of continued throughout until my 20s before I started actually talking out about it and learned that there was actually other people that was dealing with that as well. And then it became a name. You know, I was a psychic. And I don't like to say psychic medium because not all the time can I actually converse with them and or have them come to me or have other people's families come to me. But psychically, yes, I've dealt with that my whole life. But I have a great job. I work for Ghost Hunts USA, and we travel all over the place doing paranormal events. And, you know, we got a lot of new people that don't want to go out and rent a location on their own that's never done this before. So they come to us, we take them in there and, you know, show them how to use equipment and show them how to properly, you know, perform an investigation. And Charlotte came to me and said, you know, hey, listen, I got this idea. I want to start this dinky little podcast, something fun for us to do. I said, you know, heck yeah, let's do it. I'm all game. And that's kind of how her and I got started and where this all stemmed from. And she's my sister, and I travel the world with her if I had to.
Yes. So the term medium and psychic, you know, there's this great character in these Clive Barker. One of my favorite authors is Clive Barker, and he's got this great character, Harry D'Amore, who walks the, he's referred to as walking the fine line between the light and the dark. He's not necessarily referring to himself as psychic. He's just constantly walking into situations that are basically haunted or something crazy is going on and stuff like that. You know, I find the term psychic and medium to be just so encompassing that it's hard to understand how one person is dealing with or what they're seeing. So when you say that you're having these like psychic visions of ghosts, you're like physically seeing them in front of you when other people are not.
Well, yes, at times, or sometimes they'll actually just show me, you know, in my mind's eye, in my third eye, they'll show me an image. So instead of like physically seeing them standing there, then I can actually get an image of them, or they'll show me a place. You know, they've shown me a farm before, And it was actually a young girl that was speaking to me, which at first I thought I was talking with a man because I seen an image of a man in bibbed overalls standing out at a farm. But really it was a young girl talking to me about her father. It's confusing. It is confusing. Sometimes, you know, I have to ask people, like, are you seeing this? You know, do you see this? Did you see that? They're like, no. And I'm like, oh, God, you know, because we're always our worst critics. We're always going to be our own worst critics. It's hard. It's hard to decipher between reality and my own mind. You know, am I playing tricks on myself? Or is this really happening right now?
And
We were in Gettysburg one time. I'd gone to a Ghost Hunt USA event with Beth, and it was the day after the investigation. We were standing on the street in front of the house. And have you ever been to Gettysburg?
Oh, no. No, I haven't.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's an amazing place, you know, for many reasons, but the air is just very thick there.
yes, it is.
Rich history, a lot going on. And we were standing in front of the building. We were just having a conversation, and this gentleman in period-type clothing was walking down the street. He had one of the big, tall hats, like when you envision Abe Lincoln.
Like a
stove
hat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's walking down the street towards us, and I turn to the side, and I look. Now, I'm not the psychic. Beth is the psychic. So I turn around, I look. I'm, scoping out this guy, and she turns around, she looks, and without batting an eye, he just slowly walks past us. And there were other people standing around, too. And I turned to Beth, and I said, was he real? he looked real, but he didn't. I don't know. It was hard to explain. And so we just sat there for a second staring at each other like, what just happened? And she said, go look. So I ran around the corner of the street, and he was gone. So there's a lot of people that walk around the town there who are doing tours and things like that, who dress in that period of clothing.
Right.
But, you know, for him to just be gone like that and for everybody on the sidewalk to stop and look at him and he not acknowledge anybody, it was very odd. To this day, that remains a question in my mind.
mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it seems like a place like Gettysburg where there's, you know.
Yeah.
So much.
A couple of people died there, I've heard.
Right.
Yeah.
Has a reputation for that.
But arguably, you know, any square of land in a populated area, a lot of people have probably died there or had some sort of life experience there that they might be connected to.
Right.
True.
Dying in Gettysburg is a little different from, you know.
Yes, I guess that.
Your regular, everyday, vanilla-flavored death.
Great.
You're vanilla flavor haunting.
Yeah. You're quite the poet.
Call it more of a Neapolitan.
Let's see if I got a quick question for you, seeing how we're coming up on the commercial break. So, Sharla, you're not what you would consider psychic or medium.
No. I think I have sensitivities to certain things, but I definitely don't have the gift that Beth does. I mean, and it's really challenging when your best friend is a psychic because she knows everything before you tell her.
Yeah, but also at the same time, you know, when you're dealing with these ghosts, it's probably good to have, a control group.
Yeah, she's a litmus test, that's for sure.
Yeah, you know, somebody to basically ground the situation because.
Right.
You know, we won't have time to get into this, but I'm guessing that if you're given visions and you're seeing things that maybe a more negative spirit might be able to actually trick you with some visions or show you things that are not accurate.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, we're coming up on our first commercial break here. You're listening to Girls vs. Ghosts, Beth and Sharla here on Radio Wasteland. Come on back. We'll be right back.
As an APS worker from Shasta County, I protect older adults and those over 18 who are vulnerable on a daily basis. But I know that sometimes elder and dependent adult abuse isn't obvious. We need you and all members of the community to help us identify and report potential victims of abuse, neglect, and exploitation. Signs of potential abuse include unexplained changes in behavior or personal hygiene or lack of basic necessities. No abuse, report abuse by calling Adult Protective Services at 225-5798 or learn more by visiting ShastaHHSA.net.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
NorCal Veterans Historical Association presents the third annual Military History and Combat Vehicle Show, June 23rd and 24th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. It happens 1 mile south of Wind River Casino on Highway 273 at Old Sky Ranch Airport. Come see military combat vehicle displays, visit vendor booths, demonstrations, tanks, weapon carriers, jeeps, transport trucks, and much more. In addition, you'll see living military history displays, static displays, a large collection of Civil War, World War I, World War II, Korea and Vietnam small arms displays, plus military radio and tent displays. Don't miss this historical event featuring great food and drinks. If you're a collector or military vehicle owner, your participation is free. Admission for the general public is just $3. Kids 12 and under are free. Plus, veterans are free and parking is free. It's all at the third annual Military History and Combat Vehicle Show, June 23rd and 24th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., 1 mile south of Wind River Casino on Highway 273 at Old Sky Ranch Airport.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your security tip of the day. If it doesn't look right, it probably isn't. Many people hang around to investigate what may be a crime only to become a victim themselves because they confront a violent criminal. Leave the area and call your local law enforcement agency immediately. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland and our guests, Girls vs. Ghosts, Beth and Charlotte. You know, this is such a, even though it's an incredibly popular topic, like we were saying, like everybody seems to know somebody at least, if not have their own story.
It's still shrouded right in a lot of mystery.
Right. So it's like, what exactly do we know or feel that we know about ghosts? I mean, do we know that they're spirits of people past or, you know, what do we really know?
Well, I think that's why we continue doing this, because we don't.
That's right.
You know, that's the mystery of it all. There's no experts in this field, that's for sure. And you know, that's what we're all seeking for in this para community, is to find out what is going on. I mean, I do have evidence. I'm sure lots of people out there have evidence of someone that's not there talking to them, or mm-hmm. where they have video evidence of seeing things. But, you know, who honestly really knows until we're actually on the other side ourselves?
Well, I'm guessing, having your own radio show, that you experience what I experience, and that I have guests on that I consider to be nuts and bolts researchers, which, given mm-hmm. your past answer, I would put you in now. And then I have the guests on that really feel like they have all the answers.
Right. Well, yeah, and there are some. There are parapsychologists. It's an emerging field. They're beginning to merge more science and paranormal as we speak. You know, we have our own experiences that we can recount, but, you know, can we say beyond a shadow of a doubt, show you a picture of us shaking hands with the spirit and them saying, "Hi, my name is Bob"? We don't have that.
Yeah, no, I don't necessarily mean proof that will convince me. Right. But I mean, right. I just mean, like, what do we know? Or in your case, like, what do you know? Like, do you know? I don't know. It's such an abstract question, I guess.
It is.
It really is.
It's really funny. We were just talking about this last night. And, you know, Dave Abbott had brought up the 5-gram rule, that it is proven that when someone passes, that at that moment of their passing, their body is 5 grams lighter than it was
right
when they were alive. And if you look at the, you know, air displacement and things like that, it's not as, it doesn't add up. So there's more to it than we realize. You know, if we can communicate wirelessly through bits of data on radio waves across the air, and energy is, you know, neither created nor destroyed, it's only changed, you could theorize a lot about it. But that's really all we know.
Yeah, and I agree with you. You know, you start factoring in things like string theory and fourth dimensional consciousness mm-hmm. and all this stuff. Right. And it really does create a world where, you know, ghosts are very possible.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
So I like to ask this of people who do the paranormal. Do you have any family members that think you're absolutely crazy?
Absolutely.
Yes. Aside from each other, of course. That doesn't count.
Absolutely.
I'm assuming that it has to do with religion, the pushback.
Absolutely. 100% right. I was blessed to where when I was growing up, my mother, my father, my brother, they all supported me. They believed in me. They trusted me. I wasn't one to make up stories. And, you know, then I do have other family members that are very religious who think I'm doing the devil's work. Mm. And, you know, we've had plenty of Thanksgiving and Christmases with, you know, some heated discussion of, you know, you can't prove me wrong, I can't prove you wrong. You know, can't we just let bygones be bygones and just let me do what I feel is right? And yeah, so yeah, then, you know, she thinks I'm crazy. But that's okay. I'm okay with that.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, we live in a day and age where half the country thinks the other half is crazy anyway, so you're probably fitting in just fine.
I'm okay being in that 46% who does believe in spirits.
Yeah, me too. Sean and I started this as raging skeptics, you know, not to challenge our guests. We never, mm-hmm. you know, challenge them. But, I mean, we are skeptics, but you know, as we
it's
have...
It's difficult to maintain that, basically.
It is difficult to maintain that when we have articulate, sober-minded guests on.
Right.
You know, we have...
I don't think they're lying. I don't think they're crazy. So what's going on here? You know, kind of thing. Right. You start to come around.
We've had a couple that were, like, straight-up bat-crap crazy.
That's true.
But, So what does one of these investigations look like for you two? When you two go into it, is it just the two of you? And are you relying on your psychic skills, or are you taking technology with you?
All of the above. Sometimes, yeah, it is just Charla and I, and other times we do have a few other people that join us. And, you know, I have a wide range of equipment because I like using things to, you know, help document video it and help document what's going on. And Charlotte's very good in that field as far as technology goes. I don't solely rely on my gift, but I do use it just to kind of let them know kind of what's going on. This is what I'm getting. This is what I'm picking up on. And then it's amazing when we can have an EVP that correlates to what I'm also getting. Mm. So, yeah, we kind of do all the above.
Yeah, and when we do get that EVP, and then there's also a hit on a piece of equipment that lights up, and there's also some sort of mass moving across the video screen, you can tell.
Mm-hmm. Right.
When something is intelligent versus just a fluke.
Right. So most of us out here, and I'm going to play devil's advocate, most of us out here, you know, EVPs, we're going to go, nah, I don't know. I don't know what that means. You know, and most of us out here, there's going to be a drop in temperature and we're going to be all, nah, whatever. You know, but do you, well, you get what I'm saying, you know.
Yes.
Personally, I do get what those things mean, but have you ever gotten any really sort of worthwhile audio or video evidence?
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, that show Ghost Hunters, I watched like 5 seasons of that, and they got nothing.
Yes. That's true. Yeah, but miraculously, towards the end of them kind of fading out, they started getting stuff at every location.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Stop watching too soon, Chauncey.
I guess so.
That's your problem.
Yeah, can you give me an example of maybe something that you guys have caught on film or on tape?
Absolutely. I was at a location called Post Town Elementary School in West Middletown, Ohio, which I actually went there as an elementary student. And I actually got a full-faced apparition. It was just me and one of my friends in this room at the time, and we had a laser grid up on the wall. She had just a regular GoPro strapped to her head. It wasn't a night vision camera or anything. The light blinks red when it's recording. And I'm asking questions, have a spirit box running, SV7 spirit box, and the light flashes red, and you see this young boy's face looking towards me. And when the light flashes, he turns and looks straight at the camera. He couldn't have been more than a foot away from her, right in front of her face. And then you see him just disappear, just fade off.
And you have this on film.
I do. I have that. I'll put it up on our Girls versus Ghosts YouTube page.
Yeah, that is great.
It's amazing. And then correlated with that, at the same time, we also got an EVP where I asked, you know, did you get in trouble whenever, you know, you pulled girls' hair? And I got a male voice say, I'm not in trouble. So it was crazy. It was really cool. That's probably one of my better pieces that I've ever captured.
You know, that is cool because I have a hard time when I try to look these things up on YouTube because I never know the credibility of what I'm looking at. Is this some sort of Photoshop or viral marketing attempt, or is this somebody who's really trying to share something with me?
Right.
We got a crazy picture on the Queen Mary, and one thing that Beth and I do when we walk in, and I got this from Tyler Evans, when you walk into a space, just take a few photos. Mm-hmm. Almost like in a 360, you know, snap, 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 snap as you're going around the room. And a few minutes later, take them again, and, you know, you can kind of compare the two. And I didn't initially see anything in the photos. We went on with the investigation. This is the Queen Mary. We were on the Nick Groff tour, I believe it was, Beth, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. And the next morning, I'm laying there, and I start just kind of going through the pictures from the night before. And I screamed at Beth to get over here.
Literally screamed at me.
To come in here and look at this picture. It's the craziest picture. If you look at it, you can see where the components of the picture, when you zoom into it, could potentially be pieces of the actual ship. We were down in the hull of the ship, and it's, you know, I don't know how far below sea level it is, but it's, you know, you're in an elevator to get down there. And you could see where it could be components of the ship, but then when you zoom in, it just looks like there's just like a gentleman with suspenders on, just leaning over the rail, looking at everybody.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah.
That is really crazy.
That is absolutely terrifying. We're coming up on our next commercial break here, and I got to tell you, when we come back, I got my favorite question, and that is, what is the scariest thing that's ever happened to you? You're listening to Radio Wasteland. Come on.
Yeah, he'll stop. I have the right of way. Or really, Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of Eastside Road just before Girvan. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Spring is springing, the trees are leafing, the birds are chirping, and temperatures are on the rise. So, your heater's probably the last thing on your mind, right? Fact is, right now is the perfect time to prepare for next winter. Through June 8th, SSD Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off parts with an additional 5% discount for our veterans. SST Oil Services monitor and Toyotomi brands of heaters and water heaters. When you call SST at 241-1167, ask about early bird discounts on kerosene May through July. SST Oil on Wyndham Lane in Reading, 530-241-1167.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home.
The parties and the activities are great.
I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland, and we're listening to or interviewing Girls versus Ghosts, Beth and Charlotte. So, it's my favorite question.
The moment we've all been waiting for.
I'm a horror movie fanatic.
Nice.
I'm a self-created, self-labeled horror movie historian. What's the scariest thing that's ever happened to you?
Oh, my goodness. there's a location in South Pittsburgh, Tennessee, called Old South Pittsburgh Hospital. And that's the entire location is the scariest thing that's ever happened to me. it's a very dark place. The building was actually, the hospital was built into a Indian burial ground. So, boom. Right there for starters.
Blunder.
You know,
right.
You're desecrating that. Yeah. That's just horrible. So, there was also a man there that was a molester. You know, there's just horrid history. They would actually lock their mental patients in at 6 p.m. with no observation whatsoever, and they come back at 6 a.m. There was murders and overdoses and so on. Scariest thing that ever happened to me there is psychically seeing an old woman sitting in a wheelchair communicating with us. My coworker's using a flashlight for communication, and he said, Beth, I want you to tell me what she's going to answer before she answers. I said, fine.
We have a group of people standing there. He's asking questions. I'm answering. We're getting correlating responses. Right in the middle of the questioning, she completely morphs into a wolf. Still an old lady body, wolf head. I scream. I jump. Of course, nobody else sees this but me, and they're thinking, what the hell's wrong with her? And at that moment, I realized, okay, this is a non-human entity that I'm speaking to.
Oh.
Who's portraying herself as a little old lady. You know, that along with in the basement, seeing a little boy, I've got photo evidence of that as well, a little boy in this walk-in freezer who slammed the door wide open. I karate kicked it back shut. He opened it back up, and somebody started snapping pictures, and there he was right there in the door.
Wow.
Crazy.
And I get the voices a little confused. That was Beth telling me, right?
Yes, that was Beth. I'm so sorry. Yeah.
That's all right. Charlotte, what about you? Anything absolutely terrifying?
My story, too, goes back to Old South Pittsburgh. Different occasion. Beth wasn't there. I was in the basement with a group of people, and we were asking questions, and there was a girl beside me with her boyfriend, and they were saying this was one of their first times investigating, and she's taking pictures, and I'm just kind of watching her take pictures, and all of a sudden, her phone flips out of her hand and over her shoulder and lands on the ground behind her. And if I hadn't have been there and seen this with my own eyes, honestly, I wouldn't have believed it.
Wow.
Because I'm a skeptic too. So, you know, I saw it, and it I just froze. I couldn't even move for a second. And not until her boyfriend said, "You're going to break your screen. What are you doing?" And I thought, okay, we're in one of the haunted locations like I've ever even been to, and you're worried about the broken screen. I'd be a little more concerned about what the heck just flipped that phone out of her hand. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen. That's, I was like, at that point, I'm out.
That's some serious first world problems when you're worried about the cell phone.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, oh my gosh, something just flipped her phone out of her hands, and you're okay.
Yeah, that is so. So both of these totally terrifying, absolutely. Yeah. But were you in any danger? Is there any danger for people who are doing this?
Oh, my gosh, absolutely. There's always some sort of danger. And it also depends on that person, too. Are they provoking? Are they pushing? Are they asking for it? That's one thing I don't do. Personally, I know Charlotte doesn't either. I don't do it. You know, you have to show respect, because if somebody walked into my house and started pounding me with questions, I'd tell them where they can go. You know, so I always... when I walk into their home, I show them the respect that they deserve. I've never come home with anything. I don't plan on it. There's always that moment where you could be in danger. Absolutely. At that time, no, I didn't feel in danger. It was just scary.
Right.
At that moment, I did. That was the first time I've ever really felt fear investigating, even though there was a crowd of people around me, because at that point I had never seen an object move.
Right.
You know, I had always been under this assumption and kind of bragged about it that, look, you know, they can't do anything to you.
Right.
They can't physically affect you. Until I saw that. And again, I wouldn't have believed it had I not been there to see it. And that's when my thinking changed dramatically, and realized that, you know, you have to be smart about it. You shouldn't just walk in off the street if you've never done this before with a recorder and walk into an abandoned building and start investigating. That's not the way to go about it, for many reasons. But, you know, you have to protect yourself physically, intellectually, mm-hmm. and spiritually before you go into a location. And there are things that you can bring home with you. You know, we talk about the religious aspect of it, and clearly I think every major religion has some sort of demonic presence involved or some sort of demonic aspect of it. And if you know, don't believe in ghosts, fine, but probably should believe in demons.
Right.
Because, well, it's like do exist.
Beth was saying about non-human entity. I assume that's what the implication was there.
Right.
Yes, something that's never lived and breathed and walked this earth.
Mm. Yeah.
Right. Absolutely.
And, I mean, there are scads of, you know, anecdotal reports of people interacting with demons and so forth, and winding up with major health problems, that kind of thing.
Yes.
So
yeah,
you don't want that.
Well, we're not too far from the end of the show here, and you guys have a new show coming out?
Yes. We do. We are so excited. Can we make our announcement?
Yes.
Do it now.
Yay. So we are, our show is moving to VidiSpace.
Mm-hmm. And so what does that mean for it? Is it going to be all video, live, or? Well, maybe not live.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll be editing.
Yeah, no, it'll be live. It'll
live.
Yeah. So we'll have our talk show live, and we'll be interviewing as many people as we possibly can and talking about the paranormal.
Very cool.
Absolutely.
So this is a big step for you guys, I assume.
Huge. Yeah, huge step for us.
Very exciting. Yeah.
So, you know, absolutely. Thank you to Nick Gross and Elizabeth Saint for giving us that forum to express ourselves and on VidiSpace, and it's also available on Amazon Fire TV as well under the VidiSpace app. So we couldn't be more thrilled, and thank you for letting us announce it on your show.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
And before we get to the end here, how would our listeners find out more about you?
Well, you can go on to our Facebook page, Girls vs. Ghosts Radio. Twitter, same handle, just at Girls vs. Ghosts Radio. And then you can sign up and subscribe for vidi.space, which is vidi.space. And then you can watch us there because that's where we're going to be going from now on. We're super excited.
Well, Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern.
Yes.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, I really appreciate having you guys on the show. It's been a lot of fun. And
thank you.
You know, very informative. And in fact, you know, I could have picked your brain all night about non-human entities and scary stuff. So,
yeah.
So we'll have to do
it
again.
We would love
sometime
to come back on anytime you would have us.
Sounds great.
Absolutely.
All right. You've been listening to Girls vs. Ghosts, Beth
and Sharla here on Radio Wasteland. Check us out next time.
Sunshine came softly through my window today. Could have tripped out easily, but I've changed my ways. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while you're gonna be mine, I know it. We're doing it in style. Cause I made my mind up, you're going to be mine. I'll tell you right now, in a trick and a book and a paper, all that I can find. Superman or Green Lantern ain't got nothing on me. I can make like a turtle and I can fall above in the sea. You can just sit there thinking on your velvet throne. Yes, I'll
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.